It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Thursday, it's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop. Yeah. I am physically unable to move today. It's a good kind of a pain. My legs are so sore from doing body squats. I've been doing Joe's Journey the past week or so. I started out at Eat the Frog Fitness, and I can't move. Like, my legs today, I don't know if it's lactic acid or whatever it is, like, I couldn't even sleep. Like, but it was such a good workout. It's not pain, it's pleasure.
Ooh, you're really liking this workout, eh?
I'm going to like the results for sure, but holy crap, I'm dying. But I wanted to talk about something that was really awkward that happened yesterday involving producer Porkchop and myself. We went out, we did some disc golf, and we're also with our buddy Chad, kind of the usual trio of people. And Porkchop got there like an hour or so after we were there, so we just were kind of waiting on him. He rolls up, and I wish I would have quoted what he said, because then I'd feel better about it. But he said something like, "Hey guys, sorry I was late. I was grinding."
Grinding.
Yes, I feel like you just wanted to play that, and I love it. Okay, so by grinding, what do you mean, Chops?
He's talking. Well, hold on. You don't even know the full story yet.
Yeah, that's not the awkward part.
That's not awkward.
That's not even the awkward part. I was late because I was grinding. I feel like that is awkward.
It's awkward with what happened. So he yells this in a wide open field. It's at a church.
Well, before you say
at a church?
Am I telling the story here, awkward boy?
Okay. I just want to make sure you
can
get it right.
You can do a rebuttal of what you're doing if you want.
Porkchop
yells. You can hear him from like 100 feet away. He's like, "Sorry I'm late, guys. I was grinding."
Yeah, he was.
There's a high school boys cross-country team out there, and there must have been about 20 of them. These kids were like just in their like short shorts. They're all sweaty and shirtless, and Porkchop's like... And he didn't see him because it was like behind a tree.
Exactly.
And then we're right next to these guys. I'm like, oh God, you could hear it clear as day. It's like, grinding, grinding, grinding. So I'm like, well, that's not awkward in front of 20 young like high school boys. That's not illegal.
And Porkchop's not creepy usually.
Well, he dates really, really, he dates really young guys. Like really young.
Saying, no, I don't.
Yeah, like,
he's illegal. He dates illegal.
Five years younger is my like... what's the word? Preference, I guess you would say.
So like 21. 21 to 23, 24.
21 is... No, I know you're... No, you're not. You're not. You're like 30 or 31, but he prefers like 21 to 23-year-olds.
It's creepy when you have to lie about your age.
Well, no. The thing is, Joe, you're right. There is... I rolled up and like I was on the top of a hill and there was a bunch of trees. So all I could just see was Joe and Chad. And yeah, I just yelled like as a joke to be funny, haha, sorry I was late, I was grinding. And then I went to the bottom of the hill where like, you know, you don't see, where you could see past the trees. And they were literally right there. And I was like,
did they hear you? Like for sure.
I don't know because
yes,
I didn't see.
Because I was standing next to them. I was walking, me and Chad
Joe's
were.
It was like 100, yes.
Everybody heard them. Jesus heard them because we were at the church. Everybody heard. So that was my awkward thing yesterday. How was your day yesterday, Mackenzie?
It was amazing. Speaking of being sore, I went to hot yoga last night. Well, first of all, my apartment is hot yoga because the air has been out. It got literally up to 85. The guy that's going to be hopefully fixed today, they tried to fix it and put too much Freon, blah, blah, blah. So I had pre-hot yoga just hanging out. And then I actually went to hot yoga with my friend Molly and it was awesome. So I sweat. I mean, I don't even know. That's my life now.
All right. You're a yogi.
I don't go in rooms that are less than 80 degrees besides when I'm at work when it's 55.
Well, I'll keep your temperature down then.
Yes.
How was your day, Liv?
It was good. I ran so many errands. I was just all over the place. I'm trying to get ready for this weekend. I have a friend coming in town and then I'm leaving town. So I just did a bunch of stuff and I got my nails done.
Ooh, and I need to go today.
Yes. I was like so excited to get them done because I needed to so badly. But the guy that does my nails, Snow, I love him. He was like, I'm so tired. And normally has so much energy. And he said that his daughter, his like 2-year-old daughter, had an allergic reaction the night before. And he had to take her to the hospital because her lips blew up, her eye blew up, and she had a really bad fever. And they were there until 3:30 in the morning.
That's so scary as a parent.
And she was 2 years old and they were like trying to stick an IV in her. And she's like, no, like, help me. And I was like, oh, that is so sad. And then he had to wake up at 6:30 in the morning with his kid for school and then had a full day of work. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And he said, don't become a parent just yet. Your life switches 100%.
Like, you guys don't even realize you think you're busy now.
I know.
Wait till you have another layer of all the things to do. It's insane.
Right. No, I thought about that. But yeah, so shout out because he's a boss.
Yes,
I love him.
Hot stepper.
What about you, poor chap, besides being awkward? How was your day yesterday?
Oh, it was good. I appreciate that you talked about disc golf and didn't mention that I lost miserably.
Oh, yeah, you probably one of your worst outings in a while. And I was passing out, and I still beat you and Chad.
Yeah, you're
still
right.
Undefeated, but thanks for...
Yeah. Worst in a while. And then I finally went home and did some laundry, and then I just,
That was your whole day? That sounds so boring.
What'd
you do last night?
Went to bed somewhere.
Oh!
Somewhere!
He came in, you guys. He was so happy.
Oh, yeah.
You're a little man-ho.
What do you mean? No, I said I went to bed somewhere.
Where is that somewhere?
Dot, dot, dot.
I don't know. Somewhere?
You say you don't know where you're sleeping.
Where did you wake up, Chops?
What if I knew where you slept last night?
I don't know. Somewhere?
This is very concerning. Poor Chop does not remember where he went to sleep. If anyone has any information on early set dementia, or maybe, I don't know, are you on drugs?
I put on the bottom of his shoe. If lost, please return to Radio Now Studios.
Instead of Andy, it says Mackenzie.
Yes, because I worry about little Chops.
But Toy Story 5.
I'm here, right?
Yeah, he made it.
You're alive.
Well, if Pork Chop was in your bed last night, 833-563-2539. All right, you could be part of the show, Twitter and Instagram, too. Radio Now AM Show. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the garbage?
Who knew Lizzo's biggest fan is this country superstar, and Kim and Kanye packing it all up to move here? Holy random.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, who makes country superstar Trisha Yearwood fangirl out? None other than Lizzo. Trisha isn't just a fan of Lizzo. She really wants to be her.
I mean, I'm in this packed little club with 200 people, and it was like going to a church revival. This woman not only was fun and playful and could sing her behind off, but she also was empowering and just really like, love yourself, accept yourself the way you are, and in a way that is we need to hear.
And the feeling is mutual. Lizzo made mention of Yearwood's cooking show, Trisha's Southern Kitchen, that is set to return to the Food Network soon. I talked to Miss Trisha Yearwood, and she is awesome in the kitchen. She and Garth, the real deal. So Lizzo, all the superstars are huge fans of Lizzo. We know she was kind of in studio, seen with Justin Timberlake, hoping to get a collab pretty soon. You go, girl. I love to see her shine. Well, Selena Gomez made a surprise visit to her old school, Danny Jones Middle School, in Texas, and here's a little snippet.
Hello, students of Danny Jones Middle School. This is Selena Gomez talking to you. This trip, I wanted to take my best friend Courtney and also some of my people from my label just to show them where I grew up and how proud I am of where I'm from. And some of my teachers I got to see again, and they were part of my life for so long.
It's good to hear from Selena because it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute. She met with students. She showed her friends, kind of her old sports teams, old pictures, old teachers. This is all part of a documentary, which is not very surprising. So she wanted to incorporate where she came from. And I think she got all the feels. And everybody, it's always great to go back home, right? Absolutely.
Well,
well sometimes.
Sometimes.
If you're allowed.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Caitlyn Jenner partook in Comedy Central's roast of Alec Baldwin, and she was explaining that, hey, the parts that made her Bruce are not completely gone.
All of you are making these silly comments and jokes about how I kind of cut it off. Let me remind you, it made Kylie Jenner the youngest self-made billionaire in history. It made Kendall Jenner the highest paid model in the world. I didn't cut it off. I just retired it. It was done.
Yeah, tucked. That's all good. Tucking it in.
So just making that clear. But if you think about, yeah, all the successful children. Although I do have a hard time with self-made.
It's not. If you were just like live the web girl trying to make makeup, that would be a different story. Like nobody right. to give you a platform.
Not taking away all of her hard work.
And no,
it's
for
amazing,
sure. But I mean,
it helps when you start with millions to become a billionaire, right?
Yes.
Speaking of all that cash, Kanye West and Kim have dropped $14 million on a new Wyoming property. Are they going to move there for good?
We love Wyoming.
Okay.
It's always been such an amazing place. My husband did just buy a ranch there. His dream and his vision is to move there. I love LA. So I envision summers. I envision some weekends. But yeah, we love it.
She's never going to go there.
No way. It's a 9,000-acre spread Monster Lake Ranch. They have two freshwater lakes and lots of monster trout in there. So I feel like they can have multiple homes. I don't ever see Kim K packing it up to live in Wyoming.
I would love that, though. Like, that would be my jam right there.
Really?
I could just hop in a microphone, do the show that way. Oh, my God. I'd love to live out in the middle of nothing.
You wouldn't get bored?
No. Honestly, I love my phone,
no!
but I would love not to have a phone. It'd be nice to have a little separation.
Move in with them.
All right. Well, hey, Kanye. It's Joe. What up? Mackenzie with the garbage this morning here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Speaking of Mackenzie, yesterday, if you missed it, we do Box of Shame. And Mackenzie, well, she picked out something that was quite interesting. It was called the Breakfast Breakup. And you get to hear the awkwardness and relive it coming up next here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. A fertility clinic in New Jersey was ordered by a judge to hand over a list of sperm donors after a white couple gave birth to an Asian baby, which led to the couple getting a divorce.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the former couple claims that they paid the clinic $500,000. First of all, $500,000? This happened in 2012. The man provided a sample of his sperm, and the sperm was to be used to fertilize the woman's egg in November of that year. But after giving birth to a girl in July 2013, the couple's nightmare scenario unfolded once they noticed that she was developing Asian features. DNA tests proved the man wasn't the father of the girl. The couple eventually divorced, and both are suing the clinic. How awkward.
I know. You have to keep, like, you have to stay together and be the parents for that daughter. Like, that's absolutely...
I know. It's a human being now. I mean, it was meant to be for some reason.
Like, what a blessing. You got a child.
Yes.
Well, not in this family's case. They're treating it as a curse, and they're leaving everything, and they're divorced. Like,
why'd they divorce?
I don't know. Maybe they thought at first, like, he thought that she cheated on her.
Yeah, that's what I would assume.
I mean, but they're both suing the clinic, so... That's just a weird situation.
Wow.
I'm shocked by this.
I am too. It's like, holy
cow. Who has custody? Are they joint custody?
I don't even know. So many questions, so little answers.
I want a kid so bad. I'll be the parent.
I was going to say,
you are not ready.
So
you can barely handle a cat.
Dying for a beautiful, healthy baby. Makes me mad that they're just like, meh.
Yeah, hopefully that child ends up in a good home because it sounds like those two are not necessarily the greatest. A teen girl, we got an update in this from Anchorage, Alaska, who was disqualified from winning the state championship in swimming because a referee judged her swimsuit too revealing, has now been declared the winner. The 17-year-old girl won the 100-meter freestyle race on Friday. Then the referee ruled she had committed a uniform violation because the ref saw butt cheek touching butt cheek. Okay, not to say all people are creepy, but as a ref, do you really, like, are you like, hold on, let me see your butt cheek. Okay, it's cool. Let me see your butt cheek.
Plus, that's it's cool. School issued, so that makes no sense.
Yeah, she didn't like, I'm going to bring this because it looks good on me. I found it online.
Right.
Yeah, so the school district appealed the decision, and the state's high school sports governing body reversed the decision, saying the official did not notify the coach prior to disqualifying the student. So I'm glad. You compete, you work, you sacrifice. I think you deserve that. So,
yes.
That's a little update there. Also, what else we have this morning? Oh, a 17-year-old mother-to-be was at her 24-week gender ultrasound and saw that she was growing a devil baby. Have you seen this photo yet?
Oh, my gosh. No.
This ultrasound photo looks like what I imagine the devil would look like.
Like horns or what?
Mackenzie, it is creepy. I'll see if I can try to pull it up for you right now. I'm gonna put it up on my blog for Joe's Need to Know News. Right here. Look at Mackenzie. I'll show you. Tell me you see that and you're not saying, it's the devil!
Oh, it looks, if you've ever seen...
It's the devil!
It looks like it's looking at the camera.
If you've ever seen The Grinch, the remake with Jim Carrey, it looks like Baby Grinch.
Either way, I wouldn't want that in my belly. Like,
wait, that's so scary.
Bye-bye. That one. It looks like...
You can come around. I can't turn my screen
anymore.
It looks
like a little gremlin, kind of like Gizmo. I'm trying to describe
it. Oh, my gosh.
It's like those 40... Those ultrasounds are crazy accurate, though.
No, I guess the person...
sorry about you.
The person that like took the ultrasound said the baby is not a demon. It's normal. It's just the face is looking at it.
It's just his face looks like a demon.
That kid is going to be a little hellion.
And it's just weird how like the eyes and the smile are.
Are they naming it Lucifer?
I would be. Or Lucy. No, just kidding.
Don't you
dare. It's Mackenzie's baby's name.
That's my little girl's name.
Well, I thought it was similar to Lucifer.
No,
sorry.
Not the same.
My wife's Lindsay, and honestly, sometimes I'm... Okay. And final story today for Joe's Need to Know News.
Getting no points.
I never had any. A moving truck, I don't know how this happened if I didn't see the video, if you just saw the photo, landed on top of a home in Canada. Let me repeat. A moving truck, a giant truck, landed on the roof of a house. How do you think that happened? Any guesses?
Off of a bridge.
Mm-hmm. No, that would be a reasonable guess that it falls down.
Dorian, the hurricane?
No, the hurricane
lifted it up.
It did not go to Canada. Nope.
Clearly unicorns.
Yes, actually, that is correct. No, a moving truck landed on top of a home in Canada after the driver lost control. The large truck was seen on dash cam, which is the video I've got posted up, and it's going into a ditch, so it starts to go to the right side of the road. It hits a power pole. It flips it and makes it go airborne. A huge moving truck. The truck came to a stop, and it ended up landing on the house's roof. It just looks like a fake thing. It's like somebody picked it up, like a tornado picked it up and put it down.
What are the odds?
I don't know. Luckily, that the driver was cited for careless driving, but nobody was home at the time. And the driver and the passenger were not hurt either. But, oh, man, that is just insane. When you see this video, we have so much stuff. The video of that, the devil baby, you can check it out all online right now. Just search for Joe's Need to Know News. That is Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. Song of the day. It's a Thursday, which means it's a throwback Thursday. Any throwback song we'd like? Well, that's what can be voted on at 52140. Let's kick it off this morning. Live the Web Girl, what is your pick for best throwback song?
My pick is one of the best songs, most iconic songs of all time. We hear it in movies and TV shows being referenced all the time, and that is Milkshake.
Who sings that?
Khalees.
Yep.
I was pointing out, Liv doesn't even know her song.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I can teach you, but I have to charge.
You want it, the thing that needs me.
She's like, who sings that song I'm picking?
No, that song's in Mean Girls, too. I just love that song. It's so good. It's iconic.
All right, well, Liv didn't really know what she was talking about, which is fine with Khalees, Milkshake. Good song, by the way. My song, I know the artist in the title, and you do, too, because you probably sing it every time it comes out on a party, comes out on the radio, on your streaming service, whatever it might be, and that would be by The Killers, Mr. Brightside.
But it's just the bright side, baby.
Oh Yeah, that one's a strong song for best throwback. Let's go to Mackenzie. What are you working with today?
Well, got to give a shout out to Justine and her gorgeous little girl, Maya. They had suggestions for our song of the day. However, the one they chose, which is amazing, had already won, so I had to mix it up a little bit. I went with a classic, This Is a Jam, and it kind of has my name in it, Mark Morrison's Return of the Mac. My life, please vote for it today. You'll enjoy it. It'll get you into your Thursday.
And producer Porkchop, what do you have today for song of the day?
Today for my song, well, first, if you vote for it on my Instagram story or on the Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show Instagram, I will rap the first 30 seconds of this song.
Oh shoot!
I feel like that's a reason not to vote, but okay.
Nelly, Country Grammar.
Okay.
Yes, vote for me and for that song, and I will rap it on our Instagram story.
That's a strong move right there.
All right, let me repeat all the songs so you can do your one vote. Live the Web Grill had Milkshake by Khalees. I had Mr. Brightside by The Killers. Mackenzie had Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison. And producer Porkchop went Country Grammar by Nelly. Who's going to get your vote? Well, it's your turn to decide right now. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. That's S-O-N-G to 52140. Yeah, song of the day. Ooh, the results are now coming in. The voting has closed, and let's give you a little recap of what songs we are working with. Thursdays, we like to do Throwback Thursday, so here we go. Kicking it off with Live the Web Girl, she had Milkshake by Khalees.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours.
Damn right, it's better than yours.
That's how Liv picks up the guys at the bar. She's like, my milkshake. You know you want it.
The I thing like to that shimmy makes when I dance.
These boys.
Do, 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 do. I used to dance that song when I was like six.
Does your milkshake bring all the boys to the yard?
You know my milkshake brings all the boys to the
yard. Why do I feel like Porkchop also sings that song?
And also shimmies.
He's like, it works.
Brings all right. The men yes. to the yard.
Yes, it brings... Well, all right, myself, Joe, I went with a classic, sure to be one of the top contenders, has to be. I went with Mr. Brightside by The Killers. Okay.
Nice.
Okay. And Mackenzie went very old school.
This
interesting
is a
choice.
Jam. This is a jam. Thank you who called up. And I think we should get triple points if you call up and vote for it.
Wow, yes. We're getting desperate now because somebody thinks they had no votes.
No, this is a jam. This should win.
It's all based on text votes.
Classic.
Everything else adds into it. Here we go. Mackenzie had Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison. Once again, I feel like you're Liv going for a song because her name's in it. Like for my dog, it says Liv. Your dog says Mac, and that's
my
like Mackenzie.
Theme song.
All right, I'm gonna have to go with the Lunch Lady song then, like Slap Slappy Joe. And finally, last and hopefully least, producer Porkchop had Country Grammar by Nelly. That was his pick.
And he threw in a zinger that he'll rap.
Yes, he will rap. If he wins.
See, that's like bribing.
Yeah,
I don't
he's
like
bribing
that. He's
everybody.
Bribing
it's part of Song
the
of
listeners.
The Day.
I'll rap and I'll shimmy throughout the entire song of mine.
Song of the Day is a battle. So you guys need to battle.
He does what it takes.
All right. Rosie says the results are in. If you've been following along all this week, me, producer Porkchop, has got second place on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Did I come in second place today?
Tell us.
The last three positions
are all very, very close. But Mackenzie, you did get last.
Oh! Keep it by, streak alive!
With 15% of the vote.
That is so, so bad.
Oh, no! We suck again!
I get a free bang for that. Who wants to buy me one?
I'll buy you one. I don't know.
Okay.
Ask Dustin. He always buys bangs.
Joe.
Yes?
You got third place with 19% of the vote.
I love the Killers. I loved your song.
I do too.
You should have picked When We Were Young.
It's okay. I really think everybody sings Mr. Brightside, though, more.
Yeah. In second place.
Oh my gosh.
With only 21% of the vote. Was it me for a fourth day in a row?
No.
No! It was Liv the Web Girl! I am the winner!
Of course.
He's the worst when he wins.
He is.
It's been like the 2 weeks since I've won.
Oh, that's right. It feels like you win every day for some reason.
I'm ready to rap.
Okay.
Liv, get the thing ready.
He's are you hype. Okay. He's ready.
Liv, do you have your camera ready? Where's this going on? Our Radio Now AM Show Instagram?
Yeah.
God, we're trying to get people to follow us. You realize that, right? We're trying to grow.
He's going to take his shirt off, too.
Like, watching Porkchop try to have swag is, like, so cute and funny.
It's so
play
good.
Play the song.
Are we ready, Liv?
But you got to, there's like a curse. I'm going to, like,
you're not going to curse on the radio. No, you will not.
All right, fine, I won't.
Liv, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Your winner today, Throwback Thursday was the category. The song was Country Grammar by Nelly. Congratulations to producer Porkchop.
Hot-ish, ooh, I'm going down, baby. Yo, street in a Range Rover, boom, boom, baby. Ready to let it go, shimmy, shimmy, cocoa, what? Listen to it pound. Light it up and take a puff, pass it to me now, or you can find me.
Uh-oh. Oh!
Shimmy, cocoa, what? Listen to it, pal.
Keeps going.
Light it up and take a puff. Pass it to me now, or you can find me in St. Louis rolling.
Okay, let's let Nelly take over now. Way to go, Porkchop. Wow, producer Porkchop just ruined our Instagram. You can see it right now. Radio Now AM Show. He rapped the first 20 or 30 seconds. He messed it up really early, too.
It was so intense, too. He had some anger behind that.
That felt so good.
She's like, going down, so baby. You're straight in a Range Rover.
He was like into the camera like, what? What?
Just go see it if you missed it. Radio Now AM Show. He butchered it. It's on our story.
I thought it was great, though.
Okay. We have a little themey song right here for Liv the Web Girl because she's got a boyfriend that likes to vape and hits the jewel, so we call him Jewel Daddy.
Vape for me, Daddy.
What you looking at?
Let me see your jewel.
Let you see my what?
Yeah, your jewel. Yeah.
Is that
your
Liv
jewel.
Singing?
Rob the vape store. Tell them, give me a jewel.
Yeah, so Liv the Web Girl, you have an issue with Jewel Daddy?
Yes. Not so much the actual person as the name. So last week, me and my boyfriend Jewel Daddy, who both used the Jewel, threw them in the trash and quit cold turkey.
I am so proud of you because, well, just the breaking news, Trump administration plans to ban flavored e-cigarettes. And then there's been hundreds of strange illnesses from vaping.
Right.
And there's been 6 deaths reported. So this is a great time to jump off.
Exactly. That's like why we did it. Like, so all this stuff has been coming in the news and it's honestly so, so, so scary. And we're like, it's just not even worth it at all.
Sounds like a conspiracy. Like, all they ban it, people are getting sick.
Well, that is a conspiracy that I might believe in, but I'm not even going to dive into because I could go on for hours. But either way, inhaling smoke into your lungs, that is just not healthy, not good for you. Especially, I'm such a hypocrite because I'm like, eat organic, work out, and then I'm vaping
is
over
here. Is
this
organic e-juice or not?
Yeah, exactly. And one, it's not. So anyways, me and my boyfriend, we quit Jeweling. We threw the jewels in the trash. We're done. Now he needs a new nickname because we call him Jewel Daddy based off of him hitting the jewel. And he's quit. He's done with it.
833-563-2539 from the limited knowledge that you might have about Liv the Web Girl's boyfriend, Jewel Daddy. I don't know what to call him until we have a new name.
I know.
Liv's boyfriend, formerly known as Jewel Daddy, what can we call him now?
Give us characteristics of him.
Give us as much info as you can about him.
So one, I think he has some OCD. He's a very, very clean person.
Should we call him Mr. O?
Mr. O or like
CD. Mr. Clean.
OC Daddy, like OCD, OC Daddy. I don't know. He's in real estate, so he sells homes, he sells houses. He's very bougie. He is. He just like, he likes nice and expensive things.
He's got great hair.
He does have pretty good hair.
Oh, you better watch out, Liz.
I kind of like Mr. Bouge because like Mr. Big from Sex and the City.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Bouge. Wait, I kind of like that. Bougie?
All right, that's a contender. I think I'm just so hung up on Jewel Daddy that I don't like that.
Which
like,
one? We can still incorporate Daddy in some way because, let me tell you, he is Daddy.
And all girls, by the way, for like men, they're men or men they date. I don't know if guys do this too, but we have nicknames for dudes. Like all of my friends, we have codes for men. We don't call them their real names.
Exactly. I can't call him his real name. So we can keep it. I will say he does like dip every once in a while when
dip
he's playing
daddy.
Video games.
Dip Daddy.
I was thinking maybe Dip Daddy.
Well, that's an easy replacement.
But I don't know because I kind of like Mr. Bouge or maybe something with selling like real estate or hair, something with his hair.
Side note, if he's quitting vaping, he should also quit dipping because that's a good way to get mouth cancer.
Oof. One thing at a time, though, baby steps.
Yeah.
How about Dippity Dude?
But I think he should do.
Dippity Dude.
I like Dip Daddy.
What if he's quit? But if he quits that soon too, then like we're just going to have to come up with another one. Maybe he's just forever changing. We just always change his nickname. But do you have any suggestions, Porkchop? You've met him. You know him.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know. I like Dippity Dude.
He likes gaming.
Oh, okay.
He likes video games.
He's kind of quiet sometimes. At least every time I've seen him.
I think Dip Daddy or Mr. Bouge. Those are my top contenders.
I kind of like Mr. Bouge.
Mr. Bouge would work as far as if he ever got off dipping.
Because he'll never not be bougie, probably.
No, I swear on my life. He will never not be bougie.
I love it.
I think Mr. Bouge.
Let's tentatively go with that, and maybe we can throw some we can like put a question thing on there on Instagram.
Okay.
And people could try to suggest some names, and you can say that. But I think Mr. Bouge would work for now. I think it's a decent idea.
Yeah, I love it.
It's just hard because you get so used to knowing somebody a certain way.
I know.
And then you change it up.
They're going to think you have a new boyfriend. Like.
I told him that, and I was like, and he was like, oh, maybe maybe you shouldn't change it or whatever. I was like, ooh, no, maybe it's like spicy. Maybe it's like kind of playing.
Do you and your friends all have nicknames for their guys?
Yeah,
I mean,
we
always.
Never call
like,
them.
Sexual Cody, the AB Blues, Coach, Hot Teacher. I mean, you don't call them their actual name.
No, I had like Lax Boy. I had Hot Virgin. Like, there's always a nickname for whatever boy you're talking to.
Do guys give girls, I assume, right?
Here's the thing. It sounds like you guys do well with these names. I try to lovingly name my wife this, and she hates it.
She rejected it? What
she'll
is
probably
it?
Get, I honestly don't want to say, because it's fine to say on the radio, but she'll probably be mad that I bring this up on the air.
Too late.
But bring it up.
She's not listening. Go ahead.
No, she's not.
My wife smells great. I love the smell of like that she leaves on the pillow. Like I think of her. But for whatever reason, I think it's funny because I'm like into butt stuff, just like always doing booty stuff. Well, not butt stuff. But, you know,
Into butt stuff.
Well, not, No, but like I get in trouble. Our boss is like, quit hitting fart sounds. So that's what I mean. I'm not into. I haven't tried that. But
oh my god, he's just digging a ditch.
No, but I always call her stinky booty, or I say, "What up, booty face."
Booty face?
It's a dumb name. She calls me Joey Bear.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
Those
like,
are not equal. Joey Bear and
booty face? No, I absolutely do not think those are equal at all.
Booty. And also, your wife, I know why she hates that.
Why?
Because who wants to be called that?
It's not flattering.
You can call me Stinky Booty and I'd laugh all day.
Can we just call him Jules Daddy so it makes it sound like he's just got, like, you know, big family jewels?
No. Moving on.
Why is Porkchop thinking about your man's manhood? Okay.
I know.
Yeah.
Radio
it's
Now
my
AM
man.
Show. Yeah, not for long. Radio Now AM Show. Go there. We're going to put up a little question thing on our Insta story, and maybe you can suggest. But right now, we got Mr. Bouge as a possible idea for formerly Jewel Daddy. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the garbage?
Ooh, LeBron has a new gig, plus spotted this hot blonde holding hands with her terrible ex's brother.
Mackenzie.
Yes, yes, yes.
You ready for the garbage?
I'm so ready. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ooh, well, New York Fashion Week is happening right now, and I will be maybe in the thick of it this weekend.
Are you going to be on the runway?
Not on the runway, but I'm going to go for a quickie in New York this weekend, so it's going to be really fun. Oh. I'll get all the behind-the-stage stuff I can. Anyway, Rihanna, also there, and her Savage fashion line is showing in New York, and she says, don't worry to all of her fans, she's not giving up on music.
Doing a fashion show, I will never neglect any of those aspects of my creativity or who I am as a performer, entertainer. I come with a lot. I started with one, but I come with a lot now, and I will never neglect any of those aspects.
She says she can do it all, and Mama is. She brought in like $62 million last year. A big part of it was her beauty line, her fashion line, and of course, I mean, she's just killing it. So
Rihanna.
Riri is going to be all right. She's not stopping her music. Thank goodness. Well, LeBron James surprised all the people with pizza on the street. He's been sharing these videos on social media of himself going as Ron delivering Blaze pizzas.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hello. Hi, how are you? How you doing?
Oh, my God.
I'm Ron. Nice to meet you. Blaze right now is offering a large shareable pizza here with real ingredients. Not frozen. None of that frozen crust, all
right? Right.
So I want to show you some beautiful, unique toppings that we have. Artichoke, arugula.
Wow.
You like that type of stuff? That's for you, all right?
Oh,
I'm Ron. I don't know who LeBron is. Me and you take a selfie. Come on. Come on in. It is Ron. You tell your friends to take you to Blaze Pizza and tell them Ron sent you, okay?
How cool would that be? You open the door, LeBron James. He can't really go incognito.
No, it's hard when you're that tall. I'm glad he's handling things so well. You see where he got rejected? He tried to get his little trademark on. He got rejected for that.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, he tried to get Taco Tuesday trademark because every Tuesday on his Instagram, he goes, it's Taco Tuesday! It's so annoying.
And it was
Dino. Somebody doesn't like LeBron James, if you couldn't tell.
What kind of ego do you have that makes you think you can trademark Taco Tuesday?
Hey, unbelievable. To be fair, I wish I could. That'd be awesome.
I mean, if Paris Hilton can trademark that's hot, I feel like anything is possible,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, did anybody trademark that's cold? Because that could be you or Liv.
Oh, yes. I'm on it. Well, rumors swirling J-Lo is going to perform at the Super Bowl. Come on, J-Lo. Tell us, is it true or not?
I don't know. I know everybody's asking me. They're starting to think that I'm telling people things. I don't know anything yet. In theory, yes, it would be. You know, it's something that we've talked about for many years, and it would be nice. It would be nice. I can't say I wouldn't love it.
I hate when they lie to us, because obviously they have to, but like if she actually ends up being the Super Bowl performer,
she will.
Well, I don't know, that'd be so crazy, but it's like
it's like almost done.
I guarantee it's signed, sealed, and delivered. There's no way they're waiting to like the season is right. Like, you know, going, they're gonna do it now.
They're probably in like last stage of negotiations. She's amazing. I think she would be so cool. I cannot wait for it. Well, Hayden Panettiere, remember her from Nashville, lots of other cool shows and movies. Well, she was spotted holding hands with her ex boyfriend's brother in New York City. And here's the thing. Her family super upset about it because her ex-boyfriend, Brian Hickerson, is a bad dude and he faces felony domestic violence charges for beating her up. Now she's been seen getting with the brother. Talk about drama. And she's had drama because she married her ex's Russian and like lost custody of her daughter. It was a huge mess. And here she is talking about that.
I speak like baby Russian, like where you add a little chick at the end, like she loves cucumbers, ogurchik. So I know like the baby Russian.
So she's just that friend that makes bad decisions. Like her boyfriend abused her, now she's getting with the brother. Bad news. And Joe is pointing at Liv, and Liv's not paying attention.
I don't make bad decisions.
But I wanted to speak that they are saying, oh hey, we're just friends. And now it is finally out. Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello, you said it's all fake. Well, they just took to Instagram this cute video making fun of the people that make fun of the way they kiss.
So we saw like on Twitter and stuff, you guys saying stuff about the way we're kissing and how it looks weird, like we kiss like fish.
Yeah.
And
really hurt our feelings.
We just want to show you how we really kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they went at it like just disgusting, like licking each other's faces.
It's
acting. I mean, nothing about them could be disgusting because they're both so sexy, but they are an official couple, and I love it.
All right, I'm glad you buy into it. I'm just going to let you enjoy your happiness and live that kind of life.
Let me have this, Joe.
All right, Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. A psychic predicted her bestie is going to hook up with her man. Knowing this, what should she do? Group therapy? It's coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Good morning. Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show about to get into group therapy. If you ever want to be on, you can DM us, Radio Now AM Show. You can also call in at 833-563-2539. Let's say good morning to Kaylee. Hey, why are we talking to you today for group therapy?
Oh, my God. Good morning. So I went to a psychic, and she told me that my best friend was going to hook up with my man.
What?
I know.
So like, the psychic said your best friend was going to hook up with your man, but have they hooked up before?
No, they haven't. She's my bestie, but like she gave me graphic details about how one night they're at an event and they become intoxicated and they're drunk, and then one thing leads to another. Like, I was livid. Like, I can't talk to I can't even look at my boyfriend. Like, I know he hasn't done anything, but I'm, like, really upset about it.
All right, this just sounds crazy to me. I'm, first of all, very skeptical of psychics. They just tell people what they want to hear.
That is not true.
Yes, they are. Psychics
not are... Not all of them.
Okay, I think you're wrong, but I guess it's not the main point. But with this psychic saying that her man is going to cheat, what are you doing? Are you going to change up your relationship now?
Like, did the psychic say this out of nowhere, or were you kind of like, hey, is my man having eyes for somebody else?
No, she pretty much just told me out of nowhere. Hmm. Like, I didn't really ask, like, we were just having a regular reading, and then, boom, she said this is going to happen. Like, I don't know what I should do. Like, should I cut my dude out? Should I just ditch my bestie? Like, or, like, is the psychic bogus? Like, I really can't believe them. Like, you know, we're all supposed to hang out this weekend, but, like, hell to the no.
You said it was, like, a regular reading, so that means, like, you've seen her before? Is this a psychic you trust?
Have her predictions come true in the past?
No, this is the first time I've been with her.
Oh, okay.
This is the first time going to a psychic, so mm-hmm. That's why I'm, like, so confused about what to do. I just don't know.
Do you like your guy?
I do, yeah.
All right. Then why are you trying to throw it away because of some fake person or psychic claiming something that's not even true? That's never true.
I think you just take this in your back pocket. You're aware. You can't get mad at them because they haven't done anything, so you can't get mad. But I just think that it's kind of like it's opening your eyes, so maybe just be aware of it.
It's too late. Listen to her. She's like,
she's mad. Yeah, I get it.
You're treating him as if he actually hooked up with your friend.
What would what would you do if you were in my shoes?
Well, I wouldn't have went to a psychic, number one. Number two, if I had an issue, talk to your man about it. And by the way, 833-563-2539. There's so many angles to cover here with Kaylee. I'm wondering, first of all, if anybody thinks that she should actually end it because a psychic said he's going to hook up with her friend. Also, not that I want to delve into the wormhole, which is psychics, but has anybody ever had something similar to this, or like a psychic's like, hey, this will happen to you, and then it did? Because maybe...
It has happened to me!
Maybe you could sway me, and then I'd be like, well, Kaylee, maybe you should.
I believe that people are spiritually gifted. If you've never experienced something, you can't hate on it till you experience it. And I go for it's like very angelic experience, nothing on the dark side. But I definitely believe that people have insights and they are connected. They've predicted like relationship stuff, job stuff.
See, but I believe that people put that into your mind and then you're like, oh, it did happen, or you make it happen. You will their thoughts to happen. Kaylee, can you hang on for a second? Because we're getting some phone calls right now at 833-563-2539. And I want to try to see if anybody will give you advice. Maybe they've went through your situation and it actually ended up being real. Can you hang on?
Yeah, totally.
All right, we'll talk to you next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Group therapy is going on right now at 833-563-2539. And we're talking to Kaylee, who saw a psychic, and now she's not sure what to do because the psychic said, ooh, I see in your future you paying money for something that's fake. But, oh, wait, I see your man cheating on you with your best friend.
So the plot thickens. You know, I've had a psychic tell me to watch out for specific friends before, just that they're not the real deal friends, like they're surface friends or maybe possibly will betray you or things like that. I'm like, interesting. And I don't totally cut it off, but I just always have that in the back of my mind. See, like, I don't go deep.
I feel like you're making that a reality, though, because it's on your brain. If you would have never thought that, it would have never happened.
I feel like subconsciously we know a lot by the way things feel, and we just brush it off, or, you know, with our mind, like, oh no, I'm just crazy.
Let's go to Carmen this morning. Hey, you're also on with Kaylee. What'd you want to say?
So back when I was a teenager, I went to a psychic with a friend, and I was very skeptical. But, you know, sat down, they kind of told me some things in my past, like I'd had a miscarriage they wouldn't have known about.
Some mind-blowing stuff at times.
It really was. And then I was like, okay. And then they said, you know, you will get married to a man, his name will be John. And I'm like, okay. And I wasn't dating anyone at the time. And then I would have two daughters within 2 years apart. I mean, they were very specific. And that my mom would move away when my grandma got sick. Everything has come true.
You married a man named John?
That was his middle name.
Oh,
his middle name
okay.
was John.
See,
I had two girls.
We're stretching it. Because then you're like, well, he had a dog named John, so that has to be a connection.
After we were together for a long time, it was like, oh my God, your middle name's John.
Kaylee, hang on. I got more people that want to try to talk to you this morning. Like Lynn, hey, what'd you want to say?
Well, I had a friend and she read cards. And I was 17. She told me that my dad would die within the next 2 or 3 years. And at the time, I'm like, yeah, whatever.
And
you
he
know.
Was totally fine?
Yeah. And 2 years later, my dad died.
Wow.
They found him in a rest stop. Nobody knew anything about it. She also told me that I would have 5 kids and I would have 3 children that passed. Well, I had 3 miscarriages and now I did have 5 children. I adopted 2 and had 3.
Wow.
All right. That's
incredible.
A lot of stuff right there. I don't know, Kaylee, does that make you think maybe you need to break up more and more now?
Definitely. Like, I feel like it's going to happen.
All right, Bella, you're on with Kaylee this morning. Would you tell her to break up with her man because a psychic predicted that he would cheat on her with her best friend?
Okay, no, because whenever I went to a psychic, it was, I wouldn't say all wrong, because it did happen, what she told me, but it happened towards my brothers, like my older brother and my younger brother. She told me I'd get in this huge car accident. It happened to my older brother. She said I'd go to jail. It happened to my younger brother. I think she like pinpointed just to one thing, and that was just about a miscarriage, because I was just skeptical about it.
Interesting.
Thank you for the call.
Right, but the one when she was telling her about her past and that she had had a miscarriage, like how would a random psychic know that?
All right, let's go to line number 4 this morning. Hey, Kimberly, what's going on?
Let me first tell you, not all psychics are real.
Right.
Second of all, when she said your boyfriend would cheat on you with your best friend, take that with a grain of salt. It may not be the one you call your best friend. It could be someone who calls themselves your best friend.
Ooh.
Don't lose a friend over this. Second of all, this is a boyfriend. He may not be your last. It doesn't mean this boyfriend will cheat on you. It could be someone in the future. But please don't lose a friend over a man who comes a dime a dozen.
You know, how do you even do that?
And you're talking about dumping your friend over something someone else said that hasn't even happened. And I heard you say they may have cheated on me and I not know. They may not have cheated with one another and you not know.
Wow.
Interesting.
Kimberly, thank you for calling in this morning. All right. Well, that was interesting.
Yeah,
how do you, like, now I'm paranoid. Like, okay, is it this boyfriend? Is it this friend? Like, you know, like, it's... I still don't know what to do.
I would just sit tight, Kaylee. I don't think you do anything, especially if you break up with him and be like, because in the future you're going to do this, then he's going to think you're a wackadoo. So I would just keep the information in your back pocket and just be aware, I guess.
Keep us updated. If you got anything like an update, maybe you do break up with him, or maybe your suspicions are confirmed. We'd love to hear from you again on a little group therapy update. Well, that was interesting.
Did we sway you at all, Joe?
No, and I feel like I'm attacking listeners, and I don't want you to feel like I'm doing that, but it's, of course, when they put these things in there that are so vague, you can make it into something that you want it to be. If somebody told me, like, oh, you're going to get into radio, or you're going to talk to thousands of people a day, and then, like, randomly, like, I have some opportunity to be near a radio station, I'm like, oh, somebody said I'd do this, I'd go pursue it with all my might.
I see what you're saying. But if someone told you about your past, like, something you haven't mentioned on air, something only, I know your father passed away, something that an inside thing between you and your dad, and they brought that out. Would that change your mind? Because you're like, there's no way someone could know that.
I'd be like, how'd you Google that? How'd you do that?
We should do this. I would love you to have an encounter with someone that's actually gifted just to change your mind.
Here's what would convince me is if a psychic or whatever you call them, a medium, who I know they're all different, if they came on and they told me something that nobody else knows and there's certain things that I've never talked about on the radio.
They're going to tell you things you don't want to hear. I'm just going to tell you.
You can't get mad at them for saying it on the air.
I won't.
Okay.
Bring it. All right. That's group therapy here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
I'll set this up for next week.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, and producer Porkchop has something he wants to bring up.
Yeah, I think I did something really, really cringeworthy last week while
you
I was
think
in...
or you know?
Okay, I know. I did something very out of characteristic while I was in New Jersey last week. So I went there for my cousin's wedding, and of course I had my Grindr on. If you don't
always
know what Grindr is, it's like a dating app. But the way it's slightly different than Tinder. Like on Tinder, you have to match and then you can message them. Okay. On Grindr, you can message whoever you want, whenever you want.
Is this just for gay guys or is it for gay girls?
LGBTQ.
Oh, everybody's included.
Well,
okay.
Actually, no. There's no lesbians on there.
All right.
There's transgender. So I was in New Jersey and I saw this one really, really cute guy. And I was like, all right, this guy's...
Hold on.
What?
Did you guys just hear his voice go, guy?
Shut up, dude.
What did you like about him? What stood out real quick?
He's got amazing hair and he's just, way out of my league, super tan, whatever. But, just perfect complexion.
If you have a tan, you're out of Porkchop's league.
I can show you a picture of him, Joe. He's really out of my league.
Yeah, please, because I don't want to get too turned on and leave my wife, but go ahead.
There you go.
Oh, wow. He's got the haircut, too.
Yeah, if you want to see.
Why do I feel so funny?
Oh, my gosh, dude. He's hot.
Wait, I want to see.
Wait, why isn't he straight?
Hold on, he's hot. Look. Oh, he is hot.
Okay. So now I did something really weird. I messaged him at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was like, hey, what up? You're such a good-looking dude.
Wait, were you drunk?
Maybe. I don't remember.
Why
was drinking a lot.
Why are you DMing somebody when you're not even in town? Hold on. He's in New Jersey. He's not at home.
No, I was in New Jersey and he was in New Jersey.
But you don't live there. You live here.
I know. I get that. Oh, I 1,000% get that. You always have to check the dating apps when you're on vacation.
Yeah.
Wherever you are, you have to check to see what's in town.
I'm not saying people do that all the time. Because it's like a hookup and then you leave.
Maybe a quick hookup. You don't know.
No, but you don't even know. I still talk to this guy that I met on vacation when I was 13 years old. We still talked up until I started dating Joel Daddy. Yeah.
And what if I moved back to New Jersey sometime
exactly.
And sparks were flying?
Okay,
exactly.
So go on.
Okay, so I messaged him at 2 a.m. and said, what up? You're such a good-looking dude. And then for some dumb reason, I don't know why, 12 hours later at 2 p.m. the next day, I wrote him and said, damn it, why aren't you attracted to me? LOL, all good. But here's the thing. Guys message me all the time on Grindr, and I don't write them back because I'm not interested. You know, so for me to write him back, I thought it was a little cringeworthy. So he wrote back 10 minutes later and said, huh? And then I was like, well, never mind. I was just making a terrible joke for you not responding to my first message. Then he goes, you messaged me at 2 a.m. And I was like, true, kind of early. I was like, so let me start over. How's it going? 2 days later, nothing. So then I wrote back again.
Oh, my gosh.
Two days later.
Why are you that guy?
Listen. I don't know.
No wonder he's never having a solid relationship. Oh, you don't know how to date.
So listen, so I wrote 2 days later and was like, look, I'm determined to get you to write back. I'm not like all these other Grindr whores.
Yes, you are.
So tell me what it is you do. I produce a morning radio show. Then he said, wait, do you produce a morning radio show? I was like, why are you being so mean to me? Am I that ugly? And then so I ended up sending him my radio air check. And he was like,
wait,
I love this.
What?
This is the worst thing I've ever heard anybody do to embarrass the hell out of themselves.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed, Porkchop.
But, I haven't talked to him since.
You sent him your radio. That's like sending someone your resume that you're interested in dating.
I don't know.
Also, trying to get clout for being on the radio, it's just the most cringeworthy thing in the entire world. So I thought it was so cringeworthy. Mackenzie and Joe don't know this, but Porkchop told me this story and I made him show me this guy on Instagram because I thought he was super hot. And so then I DM'd this guy.
Why would you do that?
You
yesterday.
Did?
Yes. And I got his phone number.
No.
Stop
and
it.
And I called him.
No.
As a matter of fact, we're going to actually get him on the phone next.
What? No.
Yes!
No.
We'll be right back. It's Joe
no!
and the Radio Now Morning
no!
Show.
No.
Welcome back, and it's gonna get juicy. Mackenzie or Liv, explain what happened with Pork Chop.
In a nutshell, Pork Chop sees this super hot guy on Grindr. When he's in Jersey, so he reaches out. Here's nothing. Reaches out, and then he's like, "I've had it." So he reaches out. "Why don't you find me attractive?" And the guy's like, "Huh?" And then nothing, nothing, nothing. And then Pork Chop again reaches out and is like, "Hey, you know, I produce a top-rated morning show." And then goes on to send him his air check, which is like a resume, and just keeps at this guy, which is so cringy.
Literally hood on right now. I am so embarrassed.
All right. Liv says that this is the guy. Hey, good morning. Is this the guy that Pork Chop was hitting on hardcore?
Yeah, that's me.
And damn. This is Ricky?
This is Ricky?
Yeah, Ricky with the hair, in case anybody's trying to shoot me the follow.
If you're going to throw out your Instagram handle, at least get it right. It's Ricky dot with the hair.
Oh my God, Ricky, you sound hot.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So Ricky, do you often have morning show personalities DMing you at 2 a.m, their air check to try to get in your pants?
No, but one time someone who was like a newscaster tried to like hit me on Grindr.
Right. Wait, so I have a question. Why didn't you initially message Pork Chop back?
He messaged me at like 2 a.m.
So you find him attractive is what we want to know.
Mackenzie.
I like kind of can't even remember what he looks like.
Wait, so I have a question though too. When you receive a 2 a.m. message on Grindr, you think, okay, this is just a booty call, like I'm out?
No, I mean, like, the way Grindr is, it's just, like, you get, like, message after message after message, and your inbox just kind of gets flooded with strangers.
That's what happens and to Pork Chop, yeah.
Especially when they message you at 2 a.m.
Right.
And then by the time you wake up, it's like, I don't want to answer any of these.
Did Pork Chop send you a D pic?
No.
Would you want him to?
Seriously, next question.
No.
Okay, I'm just kidding. That was a joke. But I also have a question. So he tried to use being on the radio as some like clout thing. Like, oh, he's definitely going to reply to that. When he sent you that air check, were you just like, is this dude serious? Or were you actually a little bit impressed? I want to know if it worked.
It seems.
No, I was wildly impressed, actually, because not only was he being super duper hard on himself for some reason, like lowest self-esteem ever, like, I don't know, I must have really hurt his pride by not answering. He, you know, then he pops up and he's like, hey, I'm on this morning radio show, and I'm like, wait, are you on a morning radio show? and then he called me mean, and then he sent me his reel, I guess.
Demo.
Yeah.
But it was like actually kind of funny. And like, I did hear a girl on it. I assume you're the girl.
Yeah. Mackenzie, I sent him the one from Portland.
Oh, yeah.
I like really like you, actually. I thought you were really funny.
Oh, thank you. Oh my God, Ricky with the hair, I love you.
Oh my God.
So would you have any suggestions to Pork Chop? Because obviously he struck out with you, but maybe some advice when he's trying to reach out to somebody in the future on Grindr?
Well, yeah. I mean, anybody who's on the number one rated morning radio show, like, you know, why are you on Grindr? Like, you know, do something a little classier, like go to Tinder or something.
True, true.
Listen, I thought the one thing I took away from it was that he kept being like, I'm really determined to get you to answer me. And I was like, first of all, why?
Because you're so good looking, but go ahead.
The other thing was he was just really, really, you know, just hard on himself. He's like, you know, what did I do to, you know, deserve this kind of treatment? And you didn't do anything.
Well, here's the thing. I just got out of a 7-year toxic relationship, and he just always made me feel so dumb and ugly, and I don't know. And also, like, sometimes guys will message me, and if I'm not interested, I don't write back. No big deal. And sometimes I'll write guys, and they don't write me back. No big deal. But for some reason, I was just super determined to get you to write back.
But Ricky with the hair, is that attractive, though? Don't you want a confident man? You don't want someone who's like, oh, I'm so ugly.
Well, yeah, no, not at all. I was like, you know what? I wasn't not answering you for any reason, but the fact that you're being so hard on yourself, like, now I really don't want to answer you. But honestly, I'm not going to lie. Like, you should probably, if you're trying to get someone, send that demo to more people. Really, really captivating.
But I think this kind of just reinforces what I've been saying the whole time. Clearly, you have stuff you need to work out. from your ex and all your insecurities right now, which is normal. It's fine. You need to be single right now. Take some time for you because you literally cannot love someone else and be in a committed, healthy relationship until you love yourself. Totally believe that. So just take time for yourself. Maybe hop off of Grindr for a while.
It's like what Lady Gaga said, you know, just love yourself and you're set, bruh.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
Lively, do me a favor and ask Ricky what percent chance I have.
No, because I am not wanting you to get with Ricky right now. Maybe once you love yourself,
I love
okay?
Ricky.
You don't even,
I'm
live
a fan.
In my state, bro.
Yes.
Hey, Ricky, man, thank you for calling in. I'm sorry that Pork Chop harassed you and then he tried to get you in the morning at 2 a.m. But we're glad we could talk about this on air and hopefully he's learned something.
Yeah, no, hopefully the rest of the world will take something away from this.
Now we all know how Pork Chop slides into DMs very awkwardly. Hey, Ricky with the good hair, thank you so much, buddy.
Anytime, guys.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye, Ricky.
Bye.
All right. From now on, you can no longer throw out the show when you're trying to get some
or
butt.
Do not send demo reels or air texts
it
to
worked.
Potential lovers.
It, what do you mean it worked? God. He just said no.
That is so embarrassing.
Oh,
here's the
God.
Thing. If you want to see a picture of super hot Ricky with the hair, check his picture out right now. Radio Now AM Show on Instagram. We just popped it up there. He's very attractive.
Sorry that he's not interested in you.
Yeah, I don't know.
No,
maybe.
I mean, I meant for Pork Chop,
obviously.
Oh,
okay. Well, yeah, go check that out. Yaman, the Jonas Brothers. We're going to hook you up. We're going to hook you up with tickets right now. Hey, Jonas Brother tickets. You're about to win some. Then you could qualify for the grand prize. Send you to another city to see a cool show. All you got to do is win now on the radio. How does this game work, Pork Chop?
My favorite, by the way, all the dads call it up for Joe Bros tickets for their little girls. I love it.
You don't have a chance. Liv's like, no.
I love it.
They got to be a true fan.
So sweet.
Today, we want to find out how much of a sucker for the Joe's Bros you are. Joe Bros, sorry. And we want you to sing 10 seconds of any Jonas Brothers song.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is I've got all the phone lines lined up. We're going to go to all the phone lines, let every person have 10 seconds to sing any Jonas Brothers song, and we are going to judge them. We being Joe, Mackenzie, Liv, and me.
Okay.
And then we're all going to pick who sang the best, and that's who's going to get the tickets.
Oh, this and is so intense.
If you don't win, stay on hold because I might have some extra tickets. We'll see, okay?
Ooh, and don't worry, like you're singing, just have fun with it.
Oh, I would put so much pressure on yourself that you feel
sick. No.
All right, so am I doing one at a time or all five?
No, one at a time. Let's go to line one.
All right, Karina, hi.
Hi.
Oh, you sound nervous.
I am.
Don't be nervous, girl. I'm like the nice judge in all the judging shows.
I'm going to make you feel bad about yourself.
No.
I'm the mean judge.
No, I'm a really bad singer, too, so.
All right, hey, Pork Chop, how's this go?
So, Karina, we just give her 10 seconds, and she's going to sing a cappella, whatever she wants from a Joe Bro song.
Any song, your favorite Joe Bro song.
Okay, I'm going to sing S.O.S.
All right. Okay, go, girl.
Ready, set, go.
Okay. Ooh, this is an S.O.S., don't want a second guess, this is the bottom line. It's true, I gave my all for you, no, my heart is too. And I can't find the other half.
Okay, that was pretty good.
You did it, girl.
Set
that
the bar
awesome.
High.
Yes.
All right, as Randy Jackson said, a little pitchy, dog. Karina, hang on the line. You have a shot at winning those Joe Bro tickets. Let's go to line number two, and we've got, is it Kara or Kara?
It's Kara.
Kara.
All right,
you've got 10 seconds, Kara. Let's hear what you've got. Go.
I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. Ooh. Any road you take, I know that you'll find me.
Wow. Okay. Woo! She's put some pitch in there. I heard
oh, man,
that.
She's going to get that falsetto for a second. Pork Chop just said no more. All
nice.
Right. Kara, I'm sorry, right there. Good job. Third person trying to win these Joe Bro tickets and qualify for the flyaway. Taylor, hello.
Hi.
Are you excited to sing a song for 10 seconds that could win you those tickets and a chance to fly away and see them in concert again?
Oh, of course.
All right. What song are you going with?
I think Year 3000.
All right, you've got 10 seconds on your mark. Get set, go.
He said, I've been to the year 3000. Not much has changed, but they lived underwater. And your great, great, great granddaughter is doing fine. Pretty fine.
Okay, okay.
Interesting. All right.
Oh, Joe, you're tough.
So no, she was good.
Interesting. I liked
the fine.
Yeah,
that
girl.
Sounded so good.
That was great.
All right. Let's go to line number four. Jamie, you've heard the rest, but are you the best?
I'm the best.
All right.
Oh, yeah, girl.
I like the confidence. Right. You now have 10 seconds. What Joe Bro song will you be singing?
Oh, I got Burning Up.
All right. Whenever you're ready, go ahead.
I'm hot. You're cold. You go around like you know who I am, but you don't. You got me on my toes.
Toes.
I'm slipping into the lovers.
Okay.
All right. That's your 10 seconds right there.
Okay.
What a banger.
And remember, if any of you lose, stay on hold. I might have something extra for you. Let's go ahead to Mallory.
All right. Oh, boy. Mallory, last but certainly not least, you've been listening to all the other people. What are you thinking?
I have.
Are you ready for this?
Well, I have my little backup singer with me, my daughter.
Yes! Okay, ooh. What's her name?
Shelby. She just turned 6, and her cousin's birthday is next week.
Okay, man. You guys going to sing together?
Yes.
All right. What song?
She's looking at me funny, so I'm going to do Sucker the ooh. Best I can.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go. Whenever you're ready, 10 seconds of Sucker.
Ready, Shelby? I'm a sucker for you. Anywhere find me, I'm a sucker for you, babe. I've been stumbling out of bars, can't get you out of my head.
All right. You sound like Pork Chop Rapinelli earlier today.
Nice job, ladies.
All right.
Mallory, be proud of your mom. Mallory and Shelby.
All right, judges.
All right. We have Karina. Kara, Taylor, Jamie, Mallory, there's 5 possible people. I think there's an obvious winner, a clear cut. The other 4, bless
really?
Their hearts. Yeah,
judges?
I think there's an obvious one.
Put your fingers in the air, judges, everyone.
I'm going for number 1 because she was sweet and nervous and had to go first.
Majority overrules with 2 votes. Kara, you are the
Kara!
Winner.
Kara is our winner.
Good job. You guys were all amazing.
I know. You guys were all
You're
amazing.
All so good.
I love the throwback choices.
And I love
Those
Shelby
were amazing.
And Mallory together.
Remember, everyone else, stay on hold. I'll see if I got something extra special for you.
All right. Hey, the dummy of the day is coming up in about 15 minutes here on Radio Now. And if you ever were a fan of Breaking Bad, this guy has a very similar story to Walter White.
Really?
Yeah, we'll share that with you coming up here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Got Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Port Chop, and myself, Joe, and you. And this is a situation which I just couldn't imagine. It sounds like the movie 50 First Dates with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore, where she like never remembers everything. Like every day is kind of repeated.
Right.
And she doesn't remember it if you've never seen it, because this really happened. The girl's name is Riley Horner. She wakes up every morning believing it's June 11th. That's the day she was accidentally kicked in the head while crowd surfing at a concert. The teen had a traumatic head injury, and that reportedly causes her memory to reset every 2 hours.
That is insane. I wonder if the movie was based off of something like this.
I don't know. I mean, possibly, but could you imagine? I'm going to play some audio here. It's of her and also her mom kind of talking more about it, but maybe more on a positive note, I was thinking. 833-563-2539. What is maybe a moment or maybe a whole day that you wish you could relive every day? Something good, like that one special memory. 833-563-2539. While we wait for your calls, here's her mom kind of talking about the whole situation with the doctors trying to find out what's going on.
When she wakes up in the morning, she thinks it's June 11th. They tell us, like, there's nothing medically wrong. Like, they can't see anything medically. My brother passed away last week, and she probably has no idea. And we tell her every day, but she doesn't have no idea about it. And they told us that she may just be like this forever. And I'm not okay with that.
Wow, that's insane. I mean, only thing I can think of is like maybe she does, but I wonder if she does remembers the past or not before like that happened, because it's like it'd be nice if you could get rid of all the bad memories.
Or does she know like who her mom is and who all the people around her are? That's the curious thing to me. Does she remember all of those things?
Yeah, because it is like the movie 50 First Dates. I think like what if she wanted to try to date somebody? And then she doesn't remember the guy she's dating.
Like, what if every day I walked in here, I'm like, hi, guys, I'm McKinsey. Who are you?
I'm like, well, I don't know. What are you doing here? 833-563-2539. And then this is her actually talking about just the situation she deals with, her symptoms. And she actually has to carry around all of her things because she can't remember how to even find her locker. I mean, she can't remember more than 2 hours at a time. It just resets.
When she wakes up in the morning.
Oops, sorry, I went to the wrong part right there. Here it is.
I'm very confused, and I like try to think back, and I can't. And then I have a calendar on my door, and I look, and it's September, and I'm like, oh, whoa. It's like a movie. I will have no recollection of this in supper time. I'm not making memories, and I'm just really like scared.
Wow. Well, she's up with it. She's like, this is my life. This is me.
Do you think, and I'm not even kidding, because I've heard of different things like this, like just weird things that happen to somebody. Like, do you think if she got hit in the head again, would it like change it or fix it?
I wonder.
Not even kidding. So don't get all butt hurt and mad at me for saying that, someone.
No, he's serious.
I'm being
yeah.
serious. Like, what if it like made it right? Or is it just like it's unfixable?
Very interesting. I was trying to think what day would I want to relive.
Or even just a moment. You're like, every day I wish I could relive this moment for the rest of your life.
100% when I had Lucy, my little Lulu. And I know the exact moment because you know forever you're going to have a baby. I just remember when she was out and they put her on my chest looking down and these big eyes looking up at me. And I was like, it was the best. I get goosebumps thinking about it right now. I would relive that every single day for the rest of my life if I could.
The pain of childbirth every day?
No, no. After she's out, then putting her on my chest and being like, oh my gosh, I'm a mom now. This is my little human for the rest of my life.
Yes, pork chop every day.
No, I would fast forward to, I was lucky. I didn't have really fast labor. But no, that moment is the best moment you'll ever experience.
All right, 833-563-2539. Let's go to Alexis. Hey, Alexis, what would be the moment or maybe the day that you'd want to relive over and over and over again?
Hi. Okay, so my day I would love to relive is, I guess it was November 19th, the day my husband proposed to me was on top of the Larney Castle in Ireland.
Oh!
And, oh, it was so sweet. And I had no clue. My mom had no clue. Like, we actually got it on video. My dad was the only person that knew, and he completely froze. So he didn't take any pictures, any videos. My mom just happened to swipe and get the video, but it was just so magical because, like, whenever we got down, so it was top of Barney Castle, he kissed the stone, and he's like, I finally have the gift to Gab, will you marry me? And it was just like, because it was so unplanned, and I had no idea, it was just the most best day of my whole life. I wish I could just play it over and on repeat.
That is awesome. Do you still have the video?
Yes, I do.
You got to share that with us. Please, please send it to us.
Oh, I'm screaming and crying. It's the most embarrassing thing.
I would love to embarrass you for everybody. Radio Now AM show, if you can DM us that video, we'd love to play that. Hey, thank you, Alexis, for calling in. If you have a moment, 833-563-2539. I feel like I'm kind of piggybacking off her. It wasn't the engagement, but man, all the stress and the nerves that went into it. But my actual wedding day was so fun because it was my friends were there, my family were there.
All your people.
It was just, it was such a great moment. The reason why I want to relive it went by so fast.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Like, it was like, I thought it would never get going. And then 12 o'clock when we get married till midnight when it's done, I'm like, what happened?
That's what I always tell people, or like my girls that are about to get married. I'm like, just take in the day and take in everything because it goes by so fast and you really have to enjoy it. A lot of people are like, I didn't even get to taste the food or the cake we picked out. I'm like, savor every second because, like, you're right, it goes by in a blink.
Live the Web Girl, do you have a day or maybe it's just even a moment that you wish, you know what, if I got stuck repeating this every day, that would be awesome.
I have an entire day. The day, it was 2013, it was April, and it was the day that the University of Louisville, my alma mater, won the national championship in basketball against Michigan. It was such a good game. I was there in the student section in Atlanta, Georgia, and it was literally the best day of my entire life. Entire life.
Wow.
Liv, you kind of just reminded me of something, actually, that I'd love to relive. I was at the Eastern Conference Finals of the NHL, like game six. It was Devils versus Rangers, and the Devils won. Oh my gosh. It was like the same feeling, I swear.
Well, yeah, except like we won the national championship, and it wasn't just like a conference final.
Yeah,
so.
The Devils went on to lose that same game.
Yeah. Hey, we don't have to poo-poo each other's memories here.
That's so funny, like sports events and stuff. Like that cracks me up. I'm like, my daughter was born. They're like, my team won. Yeah.
He made a basket.
You can tell. Until you have kids. Then it'll be different. But I think that's awesome.
No, Liv would still be like, yeah, the kid's cool, but that basketball game.
When Louisville won the national championship, I'm telling you what.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Normally for the dummy of the day, there are some funny stories going behind about just how dumb these criminals are for the crimes they commit. But this one is purely a visual. You need to go to our website and click on the Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show and click on Dummy of the Day and see this guy, because he is a dead ringer. He looks just like, you could call him a doppelganger, of Walter White from Breaking Bad. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Do y'all know what he looks like? Because this guy looks dead on like Walter White from Breaking Bad. It is like, holy crap. And here's the thing. Not only does this criminal look like him, he's pretty much the same thing. Because police in Illinois are looking for this man who looks like Bryan Cranston's character, Walter White.
I was just going to say, Bryan Cranston is the actor. Yes. He's the dad from Malcolm in the Middle also, if you remember back in the day.
Which is such a strange shift of characters. But he looks just like the character Walter White from Breaking Bad. The police department in Illinois shared a photo of him last week. He's wanted for violating his probation related to meth charges.
No.
Do you think he really wanted to just become that character after he started watching the show?
I feel like sometimes actors do that. You know, yeah, they get involved. So you can go check that out and see this guy today, our Breaking Bad wannabe, for our dummy of the day here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Okay, I don't know if this is normal or not when you go to sell a car, but I just feel like it was a really awkward situation. 833-563-2539. Hey, it's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Grill, and producer Pork Chop. My wife, Lindsay, her car is getting up there. It's got like 175,000 miles, so we had to finally decide, you know what? Repairs aren't bad if you're a mechanic that does it yourself, but to go get it fixed by somebody else is going to be so expensive.
Right.
It's just like, okay, let's just sell it to somebody. It still runs okay. And we actually had somebody interested. They came out, they looked at it, and they left their ID, because that's what I don't know. I'm always afraid somebody will take my car and they'll just drive away and never bring it back.
Okay.
But they left their ID and the keys to their car at our place. So it's like, okay, most likely we'll be all good.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because I don't know how that works. Like, I don't know the standard protocol for what you do during a test drive. Here's my question.
During a test drive, like at a dealership?
No. Just like person to person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
It's not as legit.
That's
like
what
if
I'm
a
saying.
Dealership, they'll scan your license.
Exactly.
They'll put the new plates. It's a whole process.
Yeah, and I know that part because I think most people have been through that, but I know I have. So I know what you're talking about there, Mackenzie. But when it comes to selling a vehicle before, I really am not too sure how that all works, because when I had a car, it was like just worth scrap. So I had them pick it up for like $500 or something they gave me, and that was it. Well, this guy had my wife's car last night for 50 minutes.
Hmm.
Almost an hour he was driving around in my wife's car.
Joyriding.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Or I'm wondering if a crime was committed. Am I crazy? 833-563-2539. Is having a car for almost an hour when you're test driving it, is that normal? And also, too, I was like, do we go in the car with this guy?
Yes.
No.
Yes. No. Pork Chop says yes,
no.
And that's why I'm wondering why.
He's
yes.
A stranger. No.
Why yes, Pork Chop?
Well, definitely not just Lindsay. You okay?
Well, because I was busy.
What if his ID was fake?
Ooh.
Hmm.
Okay, but why would he give me a fake ID?
Because he wanted to steal your car.
Okay, but I would say that, but it's like, if like two people came in one car, I could see that being the stealing scenario where the one person gets in the car they're looking at, the other one stays in theirs, and they both take off. It's like, ah, fooled again!
Did you, you should have checked the mileage to see how many miles they went. If they went like 2 miles in an hour, then it's like, you know, they just went somewhere and parked and had lunch.
And what happened when he brought up, it back?
Or they hooked up in our car.
Oh my gosh, they were using your car because they didn't have anywhere else to do it because they're actually two people having an affair with each other.
Oh,
no!
Cracked it.
Interesting theory. What did he say when he brought it back?
He said he got lost.
What? He had his phone?
Here's my thing, and I'm not saying he didn't get lost, but but wouldn't you had my wife's number. You
right?
had my number. Like, wouldn't you text like, hey, I'm lost. What's your address again?
I'm sorry, but bro, it's 2019. Yeah. No one gets lost anymore because everyone has a GPS on their phone.
Right.
Okay, well, I really hope Liv's not right about the, hey, they hooked up in the car thing, because that's not good.
That's not cool.
Okay, Alex might know something. Hey, dude, thanks for calling in this morning. What is the scenario with my car being gone for 50 minutes yesterday?
So I've bought and sold cars for a long time. I help people find new cars, and then I sell their old cars for them. And when you're selling a car by yourself, like, I never let them go by themselves, because you never know what they're going to do in your car. Like, in your situation, they're going to be gone for a long time. So I always bring a friend with me when I meet these people. I never meet them at home, and I go with them on the test drive. I don't take keys. I don't take a license, because I've seen so many times where the license has been fake and the keys to the car, like, the car's just junk, and they just take off with somebody's car and you never see it again.
Oh, my God. That didn't happen, but I'm so glad it didn't. Oh, that is... So wait, did that actually happen to you?
That happened to one of my friends. I was unavailable to go with him to go sell his car, and he went and did it by himself and was stranded in a parking lot, and I had to go pick him up because the guy never came back with the car.
Wow.
People are just terrible out there.
Did they end up tracking the car, like the person down, and getting the car back?
Yeah, they found it like a month later, but I mean, it had been stripped for like all the wiring and everything, and what we're thinking is somebody was like using the wiring and stuff to sell for drugs. Like, that's really common to sell parts off a car for drugs.
Oh, really?
Man, huh. Okay. Now, you don't think Liv's idea has any actual weight that they were hooking up in the car?
Oh, no. I mean, I guess they could, but probably not. I would say that if they took it for 50 minutes, they were probably just giving it a thorough test drive, but I don't know. That just seems a little bit too long for me. I think 15 minutes max.
Yeah, because of the timing.
I would say 5 minutes is all I need. Thank you, Alex.
Don't put your abilities on this other couple or this other guy, okay? Also, desperate times call for desperate measures.
I really hope that...
Did they buy the car?
They're supposed to buy it today.
Until they're listening to you now. And they're like,
crap, I didn't think about that.
Way to blow it.
Oh, boy. All right, well,
Keep us posted.
He better buy that car, because I'm so worried what went down. Liv is ruining my head right now. Yeah, buddy. That's going to do it for a Thursday edition of Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. How you guys feeling?
Ooh. Hey, guess what?
What?
Tomorrow's Friday!
Yeah! Woo! That's what I'm talking about. Sounds good to me. Looking forward to that. It's going to be a good day. Have yourself a good time. So what about you guys? What are you actually doing today, though?
Well, I am going to hopefully have a nice, cool place. My AC has been on the fritz. Ugh. And so it's been a balmy, like 80, ugh, then 82, and then 85. And I like it warm, but it's been a little uncomfortable, sticky. So I'm hopefully my AC will get fixed and it'll be nice, because it was attempted to be fixed yesterday, and then I heard this and it was not working, and I was afraid something was going to explode. But
that's not good.
That's what I'm doing that today. What about you guys? Fun, good times.
What about you, Porkchop? What do you got going on?
Well, it's Thursday, so Family Feud trivia at the Britain Tavern in Fishers tonight at 7:30. I'm looking for the win.
Yeah, baby. What do you win if you win?
A $50 gift card to the Britain Tavern. Get some good food and some good drinks.
You got to turn your microphone on there, champ.
You have to split that, right?
Yeah, with your group. Mm-hmm. Or what we do is in our group, we save all the gift cards and then like throw a huge party in a couple like months.
Have That's you, fun.
But have you ever actually won, though? That's my question.
Yes, I think. Yeah. We've gotten the 50.
You have?
Like me in the group. It's not like I play by myself, but I've been in the group and we've gotten the 50.
Okay.
And one time we won because of we got in a tiebreaker at the end, and I got the tiebreaker right.
Nice.
Wow. Okay. I never realized that actually happened, so I'm very happy for you.
They invite you out. You know, you could come sometime.
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, is my food free? I mean, what perks am I getting?
Be looking for something free. How about you, Liv?
Perks.
What's your day looking like?
I have a doctor's appointment right after this. I'm not feeling too hot, and I need to make sure I am ready and well to party hard at the Jonas Brothers concert tomorrow.
Yes, the Joe Bros.
I don't know how to say this. I don't think you should go to the actual meet and greet now.
Why? Because she's not feeling well?
If she is sick with something, what if you single-handedly brought down the Joe Bros?
She could just be pregnant.
That is true.
Oh my gosh. Don't even say that. That is like putting something out in the universe that does not need to be there.
You would just be the cutest little preggy.
I just would not be the cutest little mom.
I really hope you're pregnant. That would be such a great story.
Oh my gosh.
Your family could take care of the baby. It'll be okay. All right, listen. We'll have to find out about that in about 9 months. But for today, we need to get out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, the baby on the way, and producer Porkchop.
Bye.
Let's say goodbye.
Bye.